This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a great guest today, Nick Friedman. He is the co-founder of College Hunks Hauling Junk. Nick, welcome to the program today.
Hey, Derek. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me about how you deal with growing pains, or how you deal with setbacks or failure or things that don't go as planned. What is your approach to recognizing those things when they've happened and how to move past them and grow?
You know, it's always a mental struggle. Entrepreneurship is a roller coaster of, you know, ups and downs and everything in between. And no doubt about it, you know, probably our most difficult, darkest time was during the recession, when you know, the economy was down, and you know, our franchise owners weren't growing as fast as we thought they could or should. And so, you know, it was a challenge. It was a mental struggle, and you know, the way that I deal with that is a couple things. Number one, I've surrounded myself with a lot of other successful business owners. I've joined some organizations like the Entrepreneurs Organization, Young Entrepreneurship Council, Young Presidents Organization, and so I feel like I have a network, and also on the franchise side, the International Franchise Association, I feel like I have a network of like-minded business leaders who have either gone through the same thing that I'm going through, are going through the same thing I'm going through, or will be going through the same thing that I'm going through. And so being able to lean on them and kind of have that support has helped me deal with challenges, so I don't feel like I'm out on an island or tackling it alone. There's also a book I actually keep on my nightstand. It's a Dale Carnegie book called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And it's the subtitle is Time-Tested Methods for Conquering Worry. And I've got a bunch of, you know, dog ears in the book, a bunch of underlined paragraphs. And, you know, anytime I feel anxiety or stress you know, setbacks, you know, where I feel like it's kind of impacting me mentally or emotionally, then I'll just pick that book up and, you know, reread certain excerpts of it. And it just kind of, you know, helps recenter my thought process, because, you know, the book was written, you know, probably close to a century ago, or right, at least half a century ago. And, you know, it talks about examples from, you know, the Middle Ages of people dealing with worry. So it's, you know, it's a human condition that we deal with, you know, regardless of what, you know, state you're in. And it's just a matter of, you know, conquering it and first of all, recognizing it and then overcoming it. So those are some of the things that I've done to deal with some of the mental battles that come with being a business owner.